frankly, rich people are treated the most unfairly in this country. I've been a victim of it.
I think you might be a little brainwashed, I'll be honest.
Sipping on some cherry wine.
Nobody's washing my brain. My brain is dirty.
You're looking fine. I'm gonna eat that ass.
Daisy?
Ha!
I was so worried. I tried your family's home and I couldn't reach you and...
I've lost everything, Marcus. I've lost everything. I'm out here fighting for my life, Billy. I'm out here fighting for my life.
This is trailer moments, was what we call in the game. You're freaking out saying you're fighting for your life. These are good.
From Earwolf in partnership with UCB LA, this is Finding Marcus Trunk, the man who wasn't Michael Moore.
That's it, man. That's it. Everything. Everything I've built. My whole career. Gone.
I feel for you, man, but your appetite brought you down.
It ain't just taxes. It's people taken from me. Cristal.
She was your right-hand person.
Listen to this.
Hey, it's Cristal. You know my number. I'm a size 6. My ass circumference is 41 inches. I had to leave you, Billy Webb. I heard of a new music, Boys to Men, and we've come to the end of the row.
Let me pause that.
Can you believe that shit?
She's saying goodbye, but she still gives you her ass size, like you ask on your outgoing message.
Well, she's still
she's respectful. Under your thumb. What?
She's respectful.
She's still a little brainwashed.
She's being respectful to my wishes in my message.
I'm happy she got out because she did not get the respect she deserved. She carried you. She made a lot of your money, and you didn't. I don't think you appreciate her enough.
Let's rewind a few months. In 1993, Marcus hadn't seen Daisy Phipps in almost 4 years. He was still heartbroken and puzzled by her disappearance. His journal entries from this time reflect his emotions. January 17th, 1993. Daisy was the love of my life. Still the most awesome person I've ever met. Michael Moore could never get a woman like that. And now she's disappeared. Around this time, Marcus was still unable to complete a second documentary. Meanwhile, Michael Moore had been given the keys to Hollywood. He was writing and directing the last film John Candy would ever appear in, Canadian Bacon. So Marcus's manager, Simon, set him up with a directing gig at a top Northwest FM radio station in Oregon, the very same Oregon that Daisy claimed to be from. Here's a tape of Marcus directing radio stingers for 96.3. The Rump.
I'm just going to be the director, so I will we'll record about, I think today we're going to record 250 of these.
Okay? That's all good with me, player. Okay,
Rump.
All right.
Locations around the country.
Okay, sounds good.
Do you need anything in the booth there? Water?
Do you have any cabassier?
That's legendary late night DJ and former R&B artist, Billy Wet.
And let me get a cabassier and Sprite.
Cabassier and Sprite?
But make sure the Sprite is flat.
Sprite?
The bubbles are too much for my tummy.
All right, we're going to have to open the can and let it sit for a while.
That's fine.
All right, we're working on that. All right, anytime you're ready, let's just start with number one.
Okay, number one. Here we go. Number one. All right.
Okay, I'm gonna, like a fly on the wall. That's how I approach my work. I don't interfere.
All right.
I just stay neutral and I zip it when needed.
All right.
Okay, so whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
That's how I do it.
Here we go.
Out of the way, you won't even know I'm here.
Are you going to let me do this? Are you going to let me do this?
Sorry, Billy.
All right, here we go. You need a baby to write off on your taxes? We got the music to help you make one. The Rump.
That was perfect.
Thank you.
Let's just do one for safety, just for the heck of it. Say the same thing.
Same thing?
Yep.
I'm usually a one-take guy, but okay.
I'll stay out of the way. You do your thing. I'm a fly on the wall.
Okay.
That's what I do in the documentary world.
All right, shut up.
I'm between, sorry.
Okay, I have a confession here. In 1993, while I was going to college in Oregon, I, Morgan Pickles, actually met Marcus Trunk at an audition.
All right, come on in. Put the headphones on. Thank you. Okay. State your name.
Morgan Pickles.
And read.
Oh, 96.3 The Rump.
Start over.
Okay, sorry. Morgan Pickles. If a tree falls in the forest, would you hear it? You would if it was on 96.3 The Rump.
All right, that was terrible. Thank you. We don't need you.
Oh.
Thank you.
This way? Okay. So my career in radio voiceover was short-lived. but artists like Billy Wett commanded attention on the mic.
In this next commercial-free block, take your two cheeks, spread them, lift all the way in the back, and man, is it fun. No weather, no time, because that ass is mine. On 96. The best R&B, all the time. 96.3, the rump, that ass is mine. Ooh, I'm gonna hump. No weather, no time, just music and rhyme. We got the hums to make you move your bums. 96.3, the rump.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was really good. Here's your Carrossier, your flat Sprite.
All right. I love how you put it in my chalice.
That bronze or real gold?
Real gold.
Wow.
I spare no expense.
That is really, that's from the heyday when you were making big bank, probably.
How do you know I'm not making big bank right now?
Well, I haven't heard you in the on the radio lately.
While Billy's sexy, smooth charisma was undeniable, Marcus found it curious that he was still making big bank, even though he was no longer making music.
Hey, man. I guess you all got our side hustles.
Oh, yeah? What do you do? I mean, I know you're doing this, and I appreciate it, and we can talk later if you want. I'm just curious what you're up to.
Yeah, I got to do this next drop.
Go ahead.
Okay. The rump. Spread those two cheeks and lather them with sound. 96.3. Ooh-wee. Is that your ass? In this commercial-free block of music.
Okay. What is your side hustle, if I might ask? Like, what do you? Is that a Greek lambda shaved into your head? Is that a Greek letter, or is that a delta on the side of your head?
This right here?
Yeah.
No, that's not a lambda. That's delta. Not a lambda.
Looks like a Greek letter.
Some people might say that.
Oh, okay.
These are three penises in the shape of a diamond. Did them myself.
Wow. You're like, you're advertising what you do, so you wear basically your calling card on your
head. Because some women have said to me that I'm such a in-depth and thorough lovemaker that it's like I have three penises in the shape of a diamond down there. And so I just took that as my brand. I said, thank you, ma'am, and I kicked her out of my house.
You do seem to be hitting on all cylinders. I'm just wondering what happened to the R&B career. I mean, you just kind of dried up.
You want to know the real reason?
I do. A fellow like myself wants to go beneath the polite conversation and get to the nitty-gritty, the gossip, all of it. Yeah.
You got it.
The wheels were turning. Marcus had found a potential subject for a new documentary. Who was this Billy Wett guy? Why was he so cagey about his side hustle? And most importantly, why did he have three dicks shaved into the side of his head?
Check. 1, 2. Pizza pop. Pizza pop. Click, clock, click goes the clock, clock, clock. Hello, this is Marcus Tronk. I am out here in Peabody, Oregon. I've revealed to Billy Wett that I am a documentarian. I'm now outside of a water park looking compound, or some might call it a commune.
That's Marcus, standing outside of a compound owned by Billy Wett. In the backwoods of Oregon, Billy had repurposed the Powell's foreclosed functional lake into a commune for cult survivors. Marcus was granted access to film on the compound, and his tour guide was this woman.
K-R-Y-S-T-A-L-A.
Thank you, Cristal.
Cristal. Yes.
Okay. Well, this is great because what I think we have here is my next documentary, and I will just be a fly on the wall, and I'd love you to just give me a tour and take me around in the car and stop where we need to go. And again, I'm flying the wall.
Okay.
Very neutral narrative. I won't interrupt.
Okay.
I won't overtalk.
As long as
I
you
don't
can
overtalk.
Okay.
I just stay neutral.
I'm fighting
and like
to speak.
I won't overtalk.
Okay, go ahead and get in the car.
Thank you.
The door opens backwards. Yeah.
Oh my God, this is fancy.
All right. Well, we're gonna drive around the compounds, and you get to see the everyday life of Billy Wett and all of the survivors that he has, you know, taken care of.
Well, my first question for you is: there's a lot of people of color in this organization,
yes.
And Mormons are very white.
Mm-hmm.
So, how has the community received this sort of vibrant culture in the middle of like what is very homogenized around it and very like one religion? I guess that's a great question. Thank you.
Are you speaking to yourself?
I'd like to remind myself when I hit it.
Okay.
Oh, so stop. Can we stop? I just want to shoot. That's, and are those
Is it alpacas? Those behind the fence there? Is there a pen? Is there a herd of...
Those are white African donkeys. Everyone out here, we like to call them white ass.
White ass? Yeah. Can I pet one and feed him something? There you go, buddy. Your white ass. There you go. There you go, white ass. Look at that.
Oh, he likes you.
Yeah. Hi, buddy. Oh, he's gorgeous. I feel like my level of stress just went down a notch just by feeding a white ass.
See, you get it.
A white ass feeding a white ass. Oh. That's a solid one. That's me. Home run.
Oh, don't talk about yourself like that.
Ooh, this feels nice.
Doesn't it?
It feels nice.
Okay.
I'm starting to relax. This is good.
Feel your stress of your past life melting away?
I do. I was never in a cult, but I was sort of kicked out of Hollywood, which is a cult in itself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not Michael Moore, if you're not working with Harvey Weinstein, you're not going to get any respect in this game.
I don't know who those men are.
They're movie moguls. It don't matter.
Well, Billy has told me all about Hollywood. I hear it is a bad place.
It is. It is. They don't respect the artist. If you're not Michael Moore, you're not going to get any love in the documentary game.
Okay. You really have a fascination with this Michael man.
I don't.
But he did. Marcus did have a fascination with this Michael man. Marcus also had a fascination with what was going on at Billy Wet's compound. He began to sense something scandalous was afoot.
Oh, wow. There's a weird tension here. Should I leave? I mean, madness is just bubbling beneath the surface. I can feel it. Should I leave or should I stay?
Support for Finding Marcus Trunk comes from
Zip Zap Recruiter Kids. We staff more kids into Fortune 500 companies than anybody because our kids are crushing it.
I helped make the Apple Watch so it was more intuitive.
Last year, 3 to 11-year-olds generated $65 billion in North America alone.
I was the executive coder for Marvel's Vision video game.
At Zip Zap Recruiter Kids, we hunt premier kid candidates and place them at the top of major corporations.
I've run focus groups for Frito-Lay, Coca-Cola, Tesla, and Cartier.
Multinational corporations need our kids because they're the fastest growing market in the digital age.
I directed the color palettes on new Baby Air Jordans.
Zip Zap Recruiter Kids. All over the world, our kids are crushing it.
Later that day, Marcus attended a therapy session known as Wet Therapy, where Billy Wet used liquid to heal people. And what Marcus discovered at this meeting would validate his suspicions.
So, folks, today is group therapy session. I hope you all brought your towels because it's gonna get wet. Perhaps with tears. Perhaps with anything you wanna get wet by. If you want somebody to pour a bottle of water on you, you can do that too.
Are we supposed to pour water on him?
Not yet. Oh, put your bottle down. Put your bottle down, okay?
Sorry.
If he doesn't want that, he doesn't get that.
Okay, Billy.
Next up.
Hey, this is Larry Lewis.
Hey, Larry.
Former Branch Davidian, number 472.
Whoa! Yeah. David Koresh?
Yeah, formerly David Koresh.
Wow.
We just called him David.
Oh, wow. I don't mean to be a star effer, but that's pretty cool. No disrespect, you have a decent following yourself, but this is like a real...
I am not anything like David Koresh.
No, I know. He's big time.
I'm a support system for these people.
Right, you're not a cult leader. Right, sorry.
Many of the people at these therapy sessions were vulnerable and broken. There was even a survivor of the Branch Davidians who was actually there at the famous shootout in Waco, Texas.
If I personally was only present for 47 of the 51 days when they were under siege. I went out for... Honestly, went out to grab some food. I didn't think anything would happen.
And they rolled tanks into that joint.
Right,
shot
over.
Fire.
Yeah, I told them I'd be back in 15, but by the time I got back, a tank had already punctured the wall. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And then the water?
We are not dealing with water yet. Okay.
Sorry,
Marcus. Please.
Sorry. I thought we were gonna throw water on.
If I let you come in here,
was there a lot of sex going on inside that house? I hope you don't mind I'm asking questions at your support group. This is really good.
Space. This is a safe space.
I guess so. Listen, Marcus.
Yeah.
just when you ask somebody a question, when you approach them, you need to approach with care, approach with comfort. Like, let me handle it. Brother Lewis, when you were in this house, was there any, how do you say this in a more comforting tone? Was there any toe tapping and cheek slapping?
That sex?
Marcus.
Sorry,
excuse me. I mean, to be brutally honest, it was, I'd say, a disturbing amount of toe tapping. And you said cheek slapping?
Yes. There was plenty of toe jamming and cheek slamming.
Yes.
Okay.
To put it frankly, like I said, too much. An exorbitant amount of toe jamming.
Okay.
Wow, that's like traumatic, man.
You're telling me that you were not involved in any...
No toe slapping.
...meat yanking and butt spanking.
I have to agree with Marcus. Billy's actions were suspicious. Was Billy really helping cult survivors, or was this water park just a cult in itself? Was Billy a meat yanker and a butt spanker? Could he be a toe tapper and a cheek slapper? Marcus tried to remain objective, but even he couldn't avoid getting wet.
Everybody, we're going to get Marcus wet. Lay down on the towel, Marcus. Everybody, relieve yourselves.
Whoa, no, no, no. Hey, Billy, no. I'm not into that. That golden shower stuff? No.
What did you call that?
Golden, you're talking about relieving their... No, get out of here. Put your penis in your pants, all of you.
How dare you, Marcus? You are a guest in the house of wet. You have to be baptized. This is not a golden shower. That is something
this is crude and
sexual.
Right.
This is not what this is.
What is this? You haven't even explained it until now.
This is a bathing. This is a wet process that everyone has gone through. Everyone has to go through.
All right, just get it over with. Go.
All right, and shower. It's all right. Get wet, brother. Everybody get wet. Get wet.
Risking his own safety, Marcus decided to confront Billy and Cristalla about the true nature of this water park.
Now, this is helping people like yourself who are stuck in cults and finally escaped to rehabilitate them to live independently of a cult life, correct?
Yes.
But it sort of feels cultish.
How dare you?
Wow.
Marcus, you about 5 minutes away from two size 16s up your white ass, okay?
I ask the hard questions. It's not the first time someone's threatened to pummel me.
This is a support group.
Okay.
This is a support group.
Okay.
I saw that people were in need. This is me giving back to the community. I saw that people were in need. So I came up here.
Bought a water park.
Because what's more fun than a water park?
Before Billy, our lives were dry. And now they're wet.
Billy wet.
This is stunning country. You must have thousands of acres here.
Exactly 1,000 acres.
For two hit songs, I think you had.
How dare you? Boy, you are 4 minutes away from two size 16 Stacey Adams going straight up your rump. Have you listened to my music?
Yes.
I have. I've listened to it. What song?
Which one?
Broader, wider, sweeter.
Broader, wider, sweeter. Wow. Huh. Wow. An album cut. Broader, wider, sweeter. Ooh. I'm talking about that ass. I stay broader.
Billy.
Wider. Sweeter.
She's weeping.
I'm munching on that ass.
Billy.
That's all right, baby. Take some water.
Baby, my eyes are so wet.
Take some water. Is that the only song you like?
No, Cherry Wine was fine.
Cherry Wine?
Cherry Wine was fine.
Sipping on some cherry wine. Oh. You're looking fine. I'm gonna eat that ass.
I played that at my mom's funeral.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She played it, and then I surprised her with a slow, more minor scale version of it when I came in and actually sang at her mother's funeral.
Can you perform that one?
Sipping on some cherry wine.
Mama.
Feeling fine.
Oh.
Your mother's dead. Yeah. Pinching yourself?
I am pinching myself.
Gonna pinch myself to make sure I'm not dreaming. Gonna pinch myself right on the ass cheek. Sing that with me, Marcus. Gonna pinch myself to make sure I'm not dreaming. Gonna pinch myself right on the ass cheek. Sing it by yourself.
Gonna pinch myself.
Come on, rhythm.
Cause it
dance.
Make sure I'm not in a dream.
Oh, Marcus. Gonna pinch myself to make sure I'm not dreaming. Gonna pinch myself right on the ass cheek.
So how do you keep... I've noticed you tend to like rich members. I noticed that you and Crystal, tend to recruit richer and richer members to support your various industries.
When people think about drama, they only tend to think about poor people, and it's so unfair to rich people.
Frankly, rich people are treated the most unfairly in this country. I've been a victim of it. I wrote a song about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Please what?
Please sing it, or
no,
please
why would I
share it?
Why would I sing it?
Because your voice is good. I mean, I do appreciate your artistry.
When I was young, I had no money.
You're moved already?
I had to eat bread slathered in honey.
Oh, Crystal.
But then I met a woman. Slathered that woman down.
As Billy got lost in his own singing bravado, Marcus caught a glimpse of a woman in the distance. It wasn't Daisy. Or was it?
Slather me, Billy.
What? With that piece of bread slathered.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Billy, just keep singing, okay? I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Daisy? 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 I can't believe it's you. Are you okay?
Oh, I'm great. I'm so good.
Guess what? It was Daisy. 4 years after the earthquake in Mexico, Marcus had finally found the love of his life.
I was so worried. I tried your family's home, and I couldn't reach you. And come on, let's get out of here.
Shh, no, don't. You can't smile.
I am smiling.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So pet the llama. Great.
You're obviously compromised here, and you can't be completely candid. Just nod if what I'm saying is sort of accurate.
Okay.
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 And you're not free to leave anytime you want, correct?
If I wanted to leave, which I don't, and can't foresee ever wanting to leave, that would not be on the table for me.
Okay. All right. How do I find you? Like, after this encounter, how will I find you? Do you still have email? Do you have the Earthlink?
Okay, listen to me. I still have my Earthlink email address.
Okay.
That is the one way you can continue to communicate with me. I will always have my Earthlink email address.
Right.
But do not come back here. Do not call me. Do not mention my name to anybody. Do not say that you were here. Email me.
Okay. And...
That'll be $400 for that much.
Oh, okay. Here you go. Thank you.
Oh, I can't handle money. Only the men can handle money here, so you'll have to make the transaction back at the ranch.
Okay. Thank you. What is your name here? I don't even know what they call you. Is it still Daisy Phipps?
No.
What is it? What is your name?
It's Wet Rock.
After Billy Wet?
Well, yes, I'm in his inner circle. I'm
so everybody has
one
a
of
wet
his everyone
prefix?
Everyone who is one of his wet women has a wet prefix. The wet comes first, and then you get to choose the object from nature that you are.
Let's run away right now. We'll destroy Michael Moore together.
I really wish I could. Marcus, I really, really wish I could.
Marcus left the compound that day without Daisy, and he honored her request not to contact her, except on Earthlink. In the following weeks, things took a turn for Billy Wet.
Former R&B vocalist Billy Wett is under investigation tonight. Charges stemming from an alleged cult ring.
There may be more than meets the eye to Billy Wett's water.
The water sides have all but dried up for R&B sensation Billy Wett.
It looks like things have dried up for Billy
Wett. Billy Wett is experiencing a drought.
Things are a little drier than usual.
A dried up Billy Wett entered the courtroom on Friday.
Billy Wett responded Tuesday, saying the only incarceration is going to be my size 16s up your white ass.
Billy Wett's Wet Wet World came splashing down around him, and he was eventually exposed for the monster that he was.
I've lost everything, Marcus. I've lost everything. Okay? You understand that?
She didn't take everything, did she?
She took everything, Marcus. You hear the stuff that they're saying about me? What are some of the news headlines they're saying about me?
In the paper? Hold on. Billy Wett all dry?
See? You see what they're doing to me?
Dried up Billy Wett.
You hear that?
Has nothing but tears for moisture now.
I can't use tears for moisture. It just dries you out even more.
Time to fret, Billy Wett.
See?
Why do you cut these headlines out? You're punishing yourself.
I can't believe this.
But why would you cut them out? You're making a collage of your sadness.
I'm out here fighting for my life, Billy. I'm out here fighting for my life. I can't believe this.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
Next time on Finding Marcus Trunk.
They found my basement full of dog bones.
Fuck you, mommy! Fuck you, mommy!
Yeah, I went to smash a payphone open with a hammer and it bounced off, hit me in the teeth, and knocked me out, and the cops found me.
Michael Moore!
Fucking kidding me.
I'm so thrilled to be here in Gary, Indiana.
That's not a documentary filmmaker. That's an egomaniac.
Marcus, I think you're going to need to come downtown with us.
This episode of Finding Marcus Tronk featured performances by Matt Walsh, Carl Tart, Lacey Mosley, and Madeline Walter. Special thanks to our narrator, Morgan Walsh. Additional voices by Alyssa Limparis, Cody Ziegler, and Cece, Emmett, and Jude Walsh. Produced by Anoush McAdam. Original score composed by Alex Kilner. Created by Matt Walsh, Cody Ziegler, and Anoush McAdam. Executive producers, Earwolf, and UCB Comedy.